The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There's something that I do when I get around my family that I think a lot of people do. Let's have this discussion on Thursday. It's officially Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And my familia is from Texas. And although we are Mexican-American, there's a little twang in the talk. Mm. When my mom is talking, when my nana, yeah, when my nana was alive, may she rest in peace, my tios, everybody, just have this little thing. Some people are surprised when I tell them I'm from Texas.
Some people are listening right now and they're like, what are you talking about? Texans don't have accents.
No, exactly. You don't think that. But I don't really get that going unless I'm talking someone.
So you start talking to them, you start sounding like
West Texas.
If Dana's on the phone with her mom or her mom's at her house, it's almost like a whole other person is there.
Heavy on the y'all.
No, yeah. Not even on the y'all.
I say y'all all the time.
No, because this is Mexican Texan.
Yeah.
So it's like a mixture of Spanish and like y'all's. And like it's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I can't even describe it, but you know it.
I get what you're saying. I don't do that. One thing that I do that is kind of rude, if I'm talking to a shorter homie, I'll try to get down to his eye level.
I'll spread
my legs and get down eye level with him, and that is so mean and so rude. But I'm trying to be respectful, dude.
Well, for all my years of DJing, I literally have to turn my ear to people sometime to hear them, and I'll do that where I like point my ear down at them.
That is so rude. That is so rude. But do any of you pick up an accent?
No, we don't.
No, Automatic, you do. Your brother.
Well, I grew up in New Mexico, so if I'm talking to anybody from New Mexico, guess what? I sound like a cholo.
Yeah, you start talking like a cholo, dude.
I'm like, what's up, bro?
You really do sound like that? And why is that? If I'm speaking to someone and they have like some kind of accent, I pick it up immediately.
That's a question you're going to have to search inside and answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it might mean that you're just always acting.
Yeah. that's the thing. Either like, yeah, or you're trying to be respectful and talk to them on their same dialect.
I think so.
Maybe.
You know how you lean down to get on their level?
Yeah.
I speak their talk to get on their level. That's what it is. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's go ahead and
start. That was an epitome right there. You realization.
You mean epiphany? You said epitome.
He's been talking to me a lot. You mispronounce words when you talk to me a lot. That's what happens.
Automatic. It's a whole wrong word. It wasn't even really
close. There's too much hanging out with Anthony for you, DJ Automatic.
Yeah. Too much solo talk.
All right. On this day, 1969, we first stepped foot on the moon. It is National Moon Day, everybody.
Supposedly.
Oh, my. You said supposedly?
Supposedly.
It's supposed.
I put a B in there, Dana.
It's a D.
Get a load of this guy.
We also got National Fortune Cookie Day, so crack it open if you want to have a good fortune. And I learned from Dana that you're not supposed to ever buy one. You're supposed to get it gifted to you, right?
Well, no, you can buy it, but you can't grab your own.
Oh.
Someone in your party has to give it to you. As a single man, make the woman at the counter hand you the cookie.
If there was a woman at the counter, I would.
Or a man.
and we also got National Lollipop Day, which I'm a fan of a good lollipop, dog. You know, you'll see me slurping down one.
My favorite lollipop of all time, the red blow pop.
The blow pop's good, but that's high acidity.
Like a quarter,
just
Dana.
Regular old Tootsie Pop. Okay,
that's what it is. It's a Tootsie Pop.
No, blow pop is not a Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Roll and blow pop are not the same company.
Three strikes, you're out.
And let's take our mispronouncing selves to bed. It is National Nap Day.
I need one.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The murder of Tupac Shakur took place in 1996, yet authorities think they may have solved the case. Mm. It's been unresolved for this long. Yeah, let's talk about this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
We got Omar Epps celebrating his birthday. And we also got Josh Bragg and Chiselle, Tom Brady's old lady, celebrating her birthday, whatever.
I'm going to start off talking about Gigi Hadid, speaking of supermodels. She was busted a few days ago in the Cayman Islands with weed. Now she's talking. She said, first of all, I had a medical card. I showed them. And they said, doesn't matter here.
You're in a whole other country, girl.
First of all, that's not how that works. Yeah.
Second of all, she said they asked if she would just give them a little cash. And they let her slip by. And she said, that's not even my weed. And then third, she said, I went and paid the fine, and they didn't convict me of anything.
Yeah, dude. I instantly never want to go on a vacation with this girl. Like, just give him the money and shut up, dude.
A friend of mine got her bag pulled in Mexico recently, and she had to pay him off in order to go through.
Just pay the money. Move on. You're not supposed to be taking marijuana to other countries. It is not legal. It's not even legal everywhere in the U.S. What are you doing?
Stupid.
All right, now we're going to talk about Kim Kardashian. Her Skims line has been revalued at $4 billion, and it's still a private company, which means she owns all of it by herself. Net sales in 2023 projected at $750 million, which is $250 million more than last year. And those who are watching this say it could pass $1 billion in 2024.
Dang.
And she's not even going public with this. How rich is Kim Kardashian?
Rich. And she's saving lives, too. Didn't Skim save some lady's life that got shot?
There was a woman who got shot, got caught in some kind of crossfire, and she was wearing Skims, and they protected her from bleeding out.
Oh.
Kim Kardashian saving lives and
making billions.
And then finally, we're going to talk about a serious case. Tupac Shakur, we're talking rapper, poet, actor. Really, one of the greatest to do it in my lifetime, was murdered in 1996. Now, this murder remains unsolved. Authorities executed a search warrant a couple of days ago in Nevada. The man who lives there is Keith D. He's the uncle of Orlando Anderson, who is in the Crip gang, who for years has been suspected and pulling the trigger. We were told years ago by Warren G how this all went down. Automatic says, you're not going to say it on radio. But if someone wants to know, you can call right now. I'll tell you what the story is.
I'm not. No.
I will.
I'm not part of any of that.
That's Dana who's talking about it.
Anyway, Orlando Anderson, do you think they're going to find anything at Keith D's house that links Orlando to the shooting?
I hope so. I really do. I mean, you see other cases closed after this far amount of time. So why not one of the greatest philosophers we've ever had?
If they do and it matches up with his story, it's going to be a humongous worldwide story.
And we've known for years. All right, that's your Daily Dirt.
Stop saying we. Fool you. No, I don't know anything,
dude. We're on the road.
No, we're not.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We'll if somebody right snitches back. Like you just did right now, then yeah, they'll find out what happened.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We warned you last summer there was going to be a shortage of one of your favorite hot sauces, and now there is. We told you last summer, you got to listen to us. We're the Dana Cortez Show. It's time for Hottest Hashtags in Food News. We'll talk about the hot sauce. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
First hashtag, one of my favorite people on the planet, Jenna Ortega. Of course, she made history with her breakout role in Tim Burton's Netflix series Wednesday. Now she is going to star in Tim Burton's Beetlejuice 2.
Oh!
I am so excited.
I'm ready
excited.
For that.
I
got so chills. She's like his new little prodigy.
Yeah, she...
She's the new Winona Ryder, right?
He loved Winona Ryder. Tim Burton, for me, is funny, dark. I love his movies. I love the way he approaches film. Obviously, Wednesday was just an example of his brilliance. And so for me, though, as a Mexican-American, Jenna Ortega getting all this shine just as a regular actress,
yeah,
just showcasing her skills, it means a lot. Representation matters. If you see it, you can be it.
She got to cut back on her nicotine habit. But
yeah,
outside
she
of
better
that,
quit smoking.
She smoking
I saw
cigarettes.
Your mama telling you online, girl, put the cigs
Every,
down.
A lot of pictures I see of her, like, off camera, she's smoking a cigarette,
yeah,
dude. I'm like, yo, she's like a marble man.
It's because she's in Europe right now. Everybody in Europe smokes.
Nah.
Come back to the U.S., girl. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
It is a tough time to be a Sriracha fan. The prices are crazy, and the stores are limited if they even have any Sriracha at this point. So if you want to buy Sriracha, there are some stores that are selling it for as much as $30 a bottle right now. But if you order it online, you can get it for $70 from eBay.
Oh,
and if you
wild.
Want to get a two-pack from Amazon, it's $123.
Now, we told you last summer that it was coming because the makers of Sriracha had a deal with a farmer in Cali, and they broke their contract, and they went somewhere else to buy their jalapeno. And so the farmer they broke the contract with sued the Sriracha Corporation. And the farmer won $23.8 million. They thought they were going to get cheaper jalapenos somewhere else. And now the farmer, whoever they made the deal with, like, I can't make you no jalapenos. I can't grow them.
Well,
so there
big,
we are suffering.
It's a big deal at our Chinese local restaurant right by the house. The lady, I basically did a drug deal with me because she gave me four little packs of Sriracha and was like, don't tell anybody where you got this.
She reached below the counter, four tiny packs, and said, here you go. Don't tell anybody. But I love Sriracha, so it's
sad. Yeah, well, it's time to put Topatillo on your fried rice, bro. All right, there you go.
We're not doing that. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Fortune Cookie Day. Since we can't, hopefully in our future we have more Sriracha, maybe. movie. We also got a national
Fortune Cookie says no.
We also got National Nap Day and National Lollipop all in the same day. So that's pretty cool. I'm a fan of a lollipop.
National
and a
nap day?
I can't nap. It's not it's not physically possible for me to nap.
Oh my god, dude. I nap easy, bro.
How do you fall asleep at night when you nap during the day, Anthony?
I sleep for sport, so that's how I do it. I don't know what to tell you guys, dude. And let's wrap it up on National Moon Day. On this day in 1969, Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, supposedly.
Okay, stop with that. Yes, really did.
Are you a moon believer? Are you a moon land believer?
Of course I am.
I want
to
believe.
I'm not a flat earther. I think the world is round.
Yeah, obviously.
But when it comes to the moon, dude, I don't know. Why haven't we been back?
I mean, the graphics just aren't matching up, right?
It was the graphics in the 50s and 60s, first of all. Why would
it
we go
69,
back?
It was 69, Dana.
Ain't nothing on there. Ain't nothing on there. So, of course, we're not going to go back. But let's move on from the moon and talk about your favorite planets. Remember when you were little and you had to draw the solar system?
Oh.
With Crayolas. What's your favorite planet, Anthony A?
I'm about to go with Jupiter, for sure.
Jupiter
always had that awful.
Fat.
Yeah, okay.
Did you automatic?
Uranus. Just because it was childlike.
Because you like to say that. Pluto was my favorite planet. And then they made her not a planet anymore. Well, did you know she's a planet again?
What? Oh.
She's a dwarf planet.
Oh, she's a they, them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.